Let's go on a little journey, shall we? Close your eyes down and breathe in deep through your nose and out through your mouth. Sigh it out. And keep breathing in this manner. And I invite you to see in your mind's eye that you're standing on the grass and it's cold and wet. And as you look down, you see your feet are bare, and the grass is the grass of the pre-dawn dark. As you look around, you know you've never been here before. The mist is thick, and you can feel the moisture beading on your bare arms and face, like little dewdrop kisses. The breeze tugs at your clothes, and the dark seems encompassing, and as you lift your head back to look up at the sky, there isn't a star in sight. Thick clouds lie heavy in the sky, and up above the tor that you're standing next to, you see the outline of monoliths, standing stones. Your mind quickly starts to scramble. Have I traveled back in time? What the heck is going on? But the breeze whispers to you. It's time to rise. Trust. It's time to rise. So you put one foot in front of another as you follow a very narrow trail around the tor that seems to wrap like a spiral, slowly getting higher and higher. In the darkness, your bare feet step on stones into puddles, and you feel cold. Your right hand reaches out to brush the ferns and the moss and to remind you that it's okay as you follow the path that circles around and up, always leading you up. The wind picks up and you can hear branches below you creak with the strain and you feel buffeted as if something is trying to push you back. Then the rain starts. It drenches you in minutes with its cold horizontal sheets, stinging your arms and face, drenching you. But in the back of your mind, under the fear and the discomfort, you hear rise, trust, rise. You reach the top of the tor and the path peters out. There's a circle of stones and they're oh so very ancient. They have been here for thousands of years and have witnessed many things, many comings, and many goings. Tentatively, you enter the circle, and there is a frisson of energy. The grass here feels warm and dry, and you can hear the wind, but it doesn't buffet you. There is a sense of anticipation, awaiting. You walk around the stones and with your left hand you gently graze each of them and you note that in each is carved a symbol you don't understand, you've never seen before, but your soul surges in response. Under your feet you can feel an energy pulsing like a heartbeat, waiting, oh so very patiently. You see a slab of stone that's horizontal, an altar possibly? Are you meant to make an offering? You frantically search your pockets. There's nothing there other than a sodden tissue. Why did no one tell you that you should always carry something with you that you are willing to give away? You drop onto your knees, feeling the impact of the trek up the tor and feeling that you have failed in some way. And you reach out and grab the edge of the stone slab and let all the pent-up fears, frustration, despair, judgment, and comparison pour down and out your face with tears. And as your tears pour out, they drop and are collected in a worn groove in the stone, creating a puddle. Exhausted, you lean your head onto the altar. Your arms are cold, and as you lift your head up, you notice the sky is changing. The wind had scuttled the heavy thick clouds, and rising, oh so slowly, up above the horizon, is the sun. The sky turns into a glorious painting of reds, orange, and golds, with shots of violet. The sky is turning, and beautiful, like a beautiful painting, and as you watch, two massive ravens swoop down and land directly across from you. You have never seen birds this large or so deeply colored. Their dark eyes seem to bore right into you, peeling away any pretense or disbelief. And the deep blue-black glossy feathers seem to absorb and reflect the rising light. The sun climbs a bit higher, and within a brief few minutes, the light pours in through a hole in the top of the standing stone in front of you and refracts down to the altar, where it hits your puddle of tears. The puddle starts to glow, and then beams of golden light shoot out to the worn insignia on each of the stones, which then start to pulse with the energy and slowly spiral, sharing the light from stone to stone, and soon a circle of light is created around you and directed back at you. You have become the center point. The energy seeps through your skin and dives in deep to dance between and through your cells. You feel the hair lifting on the back of your neck, and the hair on your arm stands up and glows. Slowly, you rise from your kneeling position and stand tall, stretching both your arms out as far as you can go with your fingers splayed as the energy pours through you and loops back down to the pulsing under your feet. You've become a circuit, a glorious, delicious circle of energy. A voice seems to reverberate from the stones, the air, the earth. What is your intention? What is your intention? And without thought, you open your mouth and words pour out clearly. To step into my power, unfurl and unbind myself from those things that are no longer mine to carry, and to reclaim all the pieces of my power, my voice, and myself that I have left behind or given away. A quiet falls. The wind dies down. There is a sense of silence. And as you stand in your willingness to receive and to give all of you, a strong, warm energy pours in through your feet and swirls around your body, and as if your crown chakra has opened, a glorious white light pours down, and where the energy of the stones, the universe, and the earth meet, is in your third and fourth chakra and explodes out, dusting everything with delight. The ravens rise up to the sky, circling above you, cawing in gratitude and joy. And as you gently lower your arms, you see snowdrops, crocuses, and a myriad of spring flowers carpeting the circle now and caressing your warm toes. Your puddle of tears has vanished from the altar, and in its place is a crown of flowers woven together to remind you what you asked for and to be willing to receive. As you place the crown of flowers on your head, a delicious sense of rejuvenation, rebirth, and purpose floods over you. You have been heard. You have been witnessed. You have been accepted, and you are so very worthy. Breathe in deep. Breathe out. Breathe in that energy again. And breathe out. and when you're ready, come back to your body.